So great to be learning together, Sharei Araz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. We're going to talk this week about a very interesting topic. Can women build a sukkah? Now, the argument possibly could be that women could not build a sukkah, would not be kasher, possibly because a woman is pturah from sukkah. She's not obligated to sit in the sukkah since it's a mitzvah to say shazaman gerama, it is a time-bound positive mitzvah. Nonetheless, the Gemara in Sukkah says straight out, Masechet Sukkah Ched Amud Bet, Sukkah Ganvach Sheira, a Sukkah that's built by someone that's not Chayav in the Mitzvah of Sukkah, a woman is on that list, is Kesheira, is totally Mutar. So that would seem to be the end of our discussion, especially since this is the way the Rambam, this is the way the Rif, this is the way the Shulchan Aruch rules. So there would seem to be nothing to talk about. So why is there even a discussion about this matter? Well, it's because the Yerushalmi seems to indicate the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, not the Bavli, which is much more authoritative than the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Tzarich l'chadesh badavar, that you still need to, a man who's obligated, a Jewish man who's obligated in Sukkah, would have to lift up the schach, and just do something to that he show his participation, lift up all the schach to show that he's that he participated in this sukkah. But do we follow this Yerushalmi or not? That is up for grabs. And Rav Avadja here in Shelot Tshuva Yechavadat Chelak Vav Siman Mem Aleph in a pretty long tshuva for Yechavadat. Thoroughly goes through this issue from top to bottom, and basically he lays out the opinions. You have the lenient opinion of Rambam, Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch that a woman built a sukkah, it's totally fine. At the other extreme, you have a group of Rishonim, the Machzor Vitri, the Pardes HaGadol, who say that if a Jewish man was not Machadesh Badavar, if the man did not lift up the schach, then the sukkah would be pasul, even bidiyavad. Now, Rav Avadja lays out the opinions, and he says, well, there's a middle opinion as well. There's an opinion of the Ran and the Ritva that say that l'chad chilai should try to add something. The Jewish man should lift up the schach. But bidiyavad, if he didn't, it's kasher. So Rav Avadja, the way he resolves this issue after this long concern. He resolves it as follows. First of all, he says, even those that require the chidush, the Jewish man to be involved with the schach, to lift up the schach, there's only a rabbinic requirement. And since it's only a rabbinic requirement, and generally speaking, the poskim like to go for the middle view, so since it's an issue of rabbinic concern, we'll follow the middle view. That what? The l'chadchila, if a woman built a sukkah, the man should lift up the sechach. But b'diavad, if he didn't, the sukkah is still kasher. You can sit there, the men can make the bracha in the sukkah. And he quotes this the way the Mishnah Berurah rules, the way Tiferet Yisrael rules, and that's the way Rav Avadja is going to rule as well. And just a very, very interesting issue. So if someone's interested, you got Yechavadat, Chelik Vav, Siman Memal. This is an important discussion. He goes through this very, very thoroughly. But halakha l'maaseh, if a woman builds a sukkah, it would be kasher, but l'chad chila, he should try to be machadesh and the schach, and try to lift it up in this way, this l'chad chila. But b'diavad, if you didn't do it, then you can still, the men can make the bracha of lishev or lishev basukah on that sukkah. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyot.